Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me for a moment? Yes, where I'm going to preach from tonight. Luke chapter 1. Oh, I love that chapter. Praise the Lord. I love this book in which that chapter is. The book of Luke. Amen. Wonderful. How many are alive? Yes. Awake? Yes. Feel okay? Yes. Hallelujah. Ready to shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love to hear praises go up to our great God and Savior. We are robbing Him of that which belongs to Him when we do not shout praises unto Him. Did you ever look at it that way? We are robbing Him of what belongs to Him. You've heard me say that the trees sway in the wind and they clap their hands unto the Lord. You know? And you hear the birds chirping and the animals and so on. They all have sense enough to acknowledge their Creator. It's stubborn, rebellious men sometimes that withhold that which rightfully belongs to Him, and that is uplifted hands and voices raised in praise unto Him. He is worthy. I love Him. Don't you love Him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, let me read my text. One verse. Luke 1:45. And blessed is she that believed. How many believers do we have here tonight? You're blessed. You're blessed beyond your intelligence. You're blessed beyond your knowledge. You're blessed beyond measure. If you and I could only get a hold, if you and I could only get an improved understanding of what we have in Jesus Christ as believers, oh, you wouldn't be able to stand still hardly. Oh, you'd get excited. More excited than I am. More excited than you are. If we just knew more than we know. Praise the Lord. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. How many things has the Lord told you in His Word? He wants to remind us all tonight that there shall be a performance of everything that He has ever written in this blessed book. He wants to remind you tonight that there shall be a performance of everything that He has told you. And there shall be a performance of a lot of other things that He's told you that you haven't read or that you haven't heard, that you don't know. It's going to come to pass. Praise God. Let me read the text again. And blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. If you believe it, shake hands with somebody and say, I believe. And you may be seated. Praise God. I don't title messages. If I did, I'd probably call this What an Honor, or The Believer's Blessing. What an honor it is to be a Christian. Or The Believer's Blessing. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now I'd like to read again Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Can you picture the scene? What's going on up in heaven at this time? Galatians 4:4 says, and when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. God is eternal. God's out there in eternity. But yet He is cognizant of time. And so when the fullness of the time was come, God stepped out of eternity into time. Was born of a virgin. Lived a holy, spotless life. Offered that life on Calvary's cross for the sins of the world. Was buried in the grave. Came forth from the grave. And was ascended into heaven. Praise the Lord. What was going on in heaven at that time? And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Gabriel, Come here. It's time. I'm sending you to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. I want you to go to a virgin espoused to a man whose name is Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name, Gabriel, is Mary. And those angels are so obedient. They are so much more faithful than human messengers. Angels didn't fast over it for 7 days. They didn't pray about it. God said, go, and they were on their way. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail! Oh, what an honor it must have been for Gabriel to bring a message from God like that. And what an honor it must have been for Mary to receive a message like that from God through a holy angel of God. Amen. And the angel came into her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored. I don't know if Mary was at home in bed and the angel pulled the sheet back from her cheek and tapped her on the cheek and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Whew. Powerful, isn't it? Just consider for a minute the honor that was bestowed upon Mary. She was a virgin. She wasn't like a lot of girls today that think it's cute, that think it's in vogue to go out and commit immorality. No, this girl kept her virginity. Oh, what an honor to keep your virginity. And what a dishonor to sell it cheaply. You'll never be the same. Verse 27, she was a virgin. What an honor. Highly favored. Highly favored. What an honor. The Lord is with thee. What an honor. Blessed art thou among women. What an honor. Personally visited by Gabriel. What an honor. Verse 30, thou hast found favor with God. What an honor. You're going to bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. What an honor. Only one woman in Israel, only one woman of the tribe of Judah, only one woman of the house of David could have that honorable distinction to be the virgin that would bring forth the Son of God into the world. She would not have been chosen had she lost her virginity, because that would not have been a fulfillment of the scripture. I wonder how many people are going to lose out with God because they've sold out to the devil. Only one woman in the house of David could have this distinction. Elizabeth honored her in prophecy and said, the mother of my Lord. What an honor was bestowed upon one maiden, one virgin girl in Israel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, there were certain requirements that had to be met to be the mother of Messiah. She had to be of the house of David. She had to have faith, because he says here in verse 45 in the text, and blessed is she that believed. So she had to be full of faith, she had to be of the house of David, and she had to be a virgin, because the prophet Isaiah said, behold, a virgin shall conceive. And you know, that makes me think of, I wonder how many discussions they had back there in Isaiah's day, and since it was written, and in all the ensuing years, I wonder how many discussions that the Israelites had over this virgin that would bring forth a son. And his name would be Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. How many discussions did they have? What did they think? Did they think, I wonder who it'll be? Did they think, I wonder how old this person will be? Did they argue over whether virgin meant she would be supernaturally impregnated? Or did it mean that she would be a virgin up until the time she knew a man and then would bring forth the Messiah? Who knows? All the discussions and debates, arguments that they had in those days over who this virgin would be and what virgin meant in the scripture. Well, It's proven now, isn't it? Because it's all a matter of factual history. Amen. Mary was God's choice. Mary was God's choice. Now, this was not some arbitrary decision on God's part. He didn't just indiscriminately say, I like her looks or something. No, I don't believe that. I believe that he chose her, but that he had a basis for making that choice. Mary was poor, but she was a virgin. Mary was poor, but she had faith. Mary was poor, but she met God's requirements to meet his choice. Now, the choice is always God's. Let me read a few scriptures to you. John 6:70. Have not I chosen you 12? I said the choice is always God's. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Mark 13:20. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Acts 1:2, the disciples or the apostles whom he had chosen. I know the Bible says, Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being chosen by God. God makes the choice. And it's not an indiscriminate, arbitrary choice either. He has a basis for his choosings. Acts 9:15. He talked about the Apostle Paul when he was still Saul. He said, he is a chosen vessel unto me. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. This includes us all tonight. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Ephesians 1:4 includes you. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. James 2:5. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? 1 Peter 2:9. Ye are a chosen generation. Revelation chapter 17 verse 14. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Aren't you thankful tonight that he chose you? You wouldn't be here tonight if he hadn't chosen you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. That's just like us, isn't it? Pray for a son, when we find out we're going to have one, we faint, you know. We don't, can't even believe it, and so the Lord has to knock us dumb for a while. We're speechless. My wife's pregnant. I've been praying. Brother Nichols, you know what I'm talking about? Were you shocked when your wife got pregnant after 7 years of barrenness? Praise the Lord. Probably dumb for a while, huh? Speechless. And then the sonogram, it's a boy. Dumber yet. You know? Wow. Praise the Lord. They're doing things today they didn't do in those years. But they knew it was going to be a son, and they didn't need a sonogram to tell them. They had a word from heaven. Hallelujah. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. No sonogram or sonogram involved. Just the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. What an honor it must have been to be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Listen. And it was, let me read it to you. Isaiah chapter 40. I take too much for granted sometimes. Some of you may not be acquainted with this. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. But the word of our God shall stand forever. John the Baptist had the distinct honor of fulfilling that prophecy, or part of that prophecy. Isn't that fantastic? Listen to Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. That's John the Baptist. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Now, that doesn't make Jesus an angel, like they teach. I just thought I'd throw that in. Whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. John the Baptist had the honor of fulfilling that scripture. Did he have the book of Malachi out in the wilderness with him? For those first 30 years of his life? Did he read those pages? Did he look at that? Did he say, hey, that's me. Oh, God, that's me. Have you ever looked and found yourself in Holy Scripture? You're there. And before tonight's over, I hope that I can show you that you're there. Hallelujah. He fulfilled another scripture, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, when they asked John the Baptist, are you Elijah? And Elijah and John the Baptist said, no, he wasn't a liar. He wasn't that. He wasn't Elijah, literally. Listen to Jesus explain it later on. And I want to finish this. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And then my Bible says, the end of the prophets. That's the end of the Old Testament. Man, just think, just thrills me. Just thrills me when I read these things. I have to stop reading. I have to go shout a while. I have to go cry a while. I have to go worship a while. What an honor to be the forerunner of the Messiah. Now, that's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of a much higher authority, of an infinitely higher authority than myself. Listen to what Jesus said. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. That was Jesus' opinion. That was Jesus' word. What do you think of that? Honor? Yes, Jesus said it was an honor. But Jesus wasn't finished with that verse. He said, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Now, I've heard a lot of false doctrines come out of that, too. The worst one is that the least saint in the New Testament is greater than the greatest saint in the Old Testament. You don't have to worry about that being a fact. That's a falsehood. That's an error. But I've heard that preached. I've heard that preached many, many times in the old days. It's not so much a doctrine anymore like it used to be, but that's what they taught. It does not mean that the least saint in the New Testament is greater than the greatest saint in the Old Testament. And it doesn't mean that you're greater than John the Baptist either. You'll be sorely disappointed if you arrogate that to yourself. If you go into heaven arrogantly looking condescendingly down upon John the Baptist, you might be in for a big surprise, because Jesus also said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets. Amen. Not just Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the prophets. John was a prophet. Among the prophets, he was the greatest of all the prophets, Jesus said. Not a greater than John the Baptist. And so he says here, when ye shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. I have news for you tonight. God has only one kingdom, and John the Baptist is in that kingdom. See? And all the prophets are in that kingdom. And then we are included. And Jesus went on and said, and they shall come from the east, and they shall come from the west, and they shall come from the north, and they shall come from the south, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Just think, we get to sit down with John the Baptist, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not look down on them, but sit down with them. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus say here then? I think he made a distinction between the natural birth and the spiritual birth. Remember, he said, they that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born of God. He beat us. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Amen. So John the Baptist was born of woman. He was born of God. Oh, now, don't dispute that. You're going to miss heaven yourself. You start getting foolish. Oh, my, my, my. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John's greatest honor was being a child of God. A child of God. Did God have children in the Old Testament? Let's get back to Mary a minute now. Back to Mary. 30 years goes by. And we turn to Luke chapter 8. We read what happened 30 years later. 30 some years later. Then came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press. That means the crowd was so big they could not work their way through it to get to Jesus, her son, and her sons and daughters that were with her. Joseph wasn't there. Maybe he died. The Bible doesn't say it. There came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him, told Jesus, by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, now remember, Mary was really honored to be the mother of Jesus. The angel said she was honored. The prophecy said she was honored. The Spirit through Elizabeth said she was honored. It was a great honor, a distinct honor, a single honor to be what only one person in the world could be, the mother of Jesus. Listen to what Jesus said when he said, when they said to him, your mother wants to see you. Your brothers, your sisters want to see you. He said, my mother and my brethren are these. There you are. These which hear the word of God and do it. Praise the Lord. Now, isn't that something? Isn't Jesus saying here that it is more important to be spiritually related to him than it is to be physically related to him? Remember in John 5, the Bible says, neither did his brethren believe on him. Now, I've read commentaries and they argue and argue and argue, and I throw the commentary down and I talk to the commentary, you know? Like I said Friday night, I talk to commentary. I say, oh, come on, get off it. When it says Jesus had brethren, it means he had literal, physical, biological brothers. And when it says he had sisters, he had literal, physical, biological sisters. You don't have to come up with other doctrines. Just be simple like I am. Just believe it because it says so. Well, in case somebody's wondering, I guess I better turn to it. Let me think. Here it is. They said, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, aren't they called James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Now, if he meant something else in a much broader term, like they tell us, brethren meant, then he would have had a much longer list of brethren here. Wouldn't he? He limits it. He says, his brethren are here, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. And his sisters, doesn't say how many, just plural, two or more. Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him because he was a human being. He was just as natural looking as you look or I look. If he was up here preaching in the days of his flesh, he'd look no different than I look up here preaching in the days of my flesh. That's why they stumbled over that rock. That's why they were offended in him. Put it down. It's more important to be spiritually related to Jesus than to be physically related to him. John 7:5 says, "For neither did his brethren believe in him." Now, if they had not come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, James, Joseph, Simon, or Judas, they would have died in their sins, not believing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Now, that shakes you. That shakes you. Even though they were his brothers in the flesh. But you see, they got saved. And Mary got saved. Praise the Lord. So now we go again, 30 years later, Luke chapter 11. Let me read something very interesting to you. "And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked." You know, maybe when she saw him, and she realized that this might be the Messiah, just maybe she had been thinking, when the Messiah comes, I hope I'm the mother. I hope I'm the one that has this privilege and this honor of bringing the Messiah into the world. She missed it, but now she recognizes him as the Messiah, and she cries out and says, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee." I wasn't the one, but oh, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. Jesus interrupted her, or at least Jesus followed up on her statement. And he said, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. She is blessed. The book says she's blessed. The angel said she was blessed. The spirit of prophecy, the Holy Ghost said she was blessed. Oh, I can't disagree with that woman. But yea, rather more blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. More blessed than being the physical mother of Jesus is the blessing that you and I are experiencing here tonight for believing the word of God and keeping it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus was not rebuking her. He was offering her an even greater blessing than being the physical mother of the Lord Jesus. And the offer is good to whosoever will may come. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist was not excluded from this offer because he was the forerunner of Jesus? No. Mary was not excluded because she was the mother of Jesus? No. And you and I are not excluded tonight. Fantastic. Let's go just a little later in time, maybe 33 and a half years. Let's transport ourselves to the upper room. How many like upper room experiences? There's even a song about the upper room. There are even singers, I think, that call themselves the upper room singers. Upper room. Praise the Lord. It's quite a famous place in the scripture. "And being assembled together with them, commanded them," Jesus did. This is after his resurrection, before his ascension, "that they should not part from the city of Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me." I hope everybody here tonight has heard of the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father is the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. And it's sent from God in Jesus' name. Everything's in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. He sends the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I love to see people get baptized in Jesus' name and then receive the Holy Ghost that's sent from God in Jesus' name. Amen. "Being assembled together with him, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me." Guess who was there in the upper room? The 14th verse tells us, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women." and Mary, the mother of Jesus and James and Joseph and Simon and Judas. It says here, and with his brethren. Praise the Lord. His natural brothers didn't have to stop at a natural birth any more than you and I have to stop at a natural birth. They were in the upper room. Mary was in the upper room. They were actively waiting for the promise of the Father, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. An operation, an experience that happens to us at the loving hands of Jesus. He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost. There they are in the upper room, and they are not just passively waiting. They are actively waiting. By that I mean they were praising God and worshiping God. And I haven't seen anybody get the Holy Ghost who isn't actively expecting the Holy Ghost. I don't mean to be making fun, but I just haven't yet seen anybody get the Holy Ghost this way. I haven't seen too many get it this way. Jesus, 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 give me the Holy Ghost, give me the Holy Ghost. The people that I've seen, the great majority of the people that I've seen receive the Holy Ghost have been doing something like this. Oh, Jesus, 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 I want your Spirit. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Thank you, Jesus! Praising and worshiping is going on. They were actively waiting for the Holy Ghost. I don't know if they were looking out one eye, or if they all had all their eyes closed, or they all had their eyes open. I don't know that. I wasn't there. But I can be quite sure that Mary's body began to shake. She looked over, James, what's wrong? Oh, you're shaking too. Joseph, oh, you're shaking too. Well, Simon, you help me. Judas, they're all shaking. Their lips are quivering. And all of a sudden, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And Mary, the physical, literal, biological mother of Jesus, began to speak with other tongues. And James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas began to speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. Now, that was a greater honor than being the mother of Jesus, having the Spirit of Jesus in her body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look at those people. They're all talking in tongues up there in the upper room. We need a whole lot more tongue talking around here. Paul said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Ah, but we're so intellectual and we're so proper, and we pray with the understanding because we are intellectual human beings. Paul said, I'll pray with the understanding, but I'm going to pray with the Spirit too. Paul said, and in the song service, I will sing with the understanding, but I'm going to sing with the Spirit too. That can mean nothing else than singing in tongues. And when he said, I'll pray in the Spirit, that cannot mean anything else but praying in tongues. It's impossible to mean anything else if you can read and understand what he's talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. That's the subject. That's the subject. That's the subject. The Holy Ghost, tongues, the Spirit. That's the subject. Don't miss it. I thank God I speak with tongues more than you. I said to my wife today, honey, I don't know how much other people are talking in tongues. I hope I'm the biggest tongue talker in the church. I want to be guilty. I want the blessing of talking in tongues more than you all. Come on, compete with me, folks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not enough shaking. Not enough quivering. Not enough tongue talking going on in Pentecost today. We need a good old-fashioned revival of shaking and quivering and tongue talking in the church today. We need to get renewed, refilled, recharged, regenerated with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Shabaya la sandaria. Gloria andaria la malolomashila ka sandaria. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know if James and Joseph and Simon and Judas thought of this, but at least Paul penned it. He said this, Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh. Do you think James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas might have thought that? I don't know. I'm just a thinker. Yea, though we have known Christ in the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and something new has happened to us. We are more than biological brothers of Jesus. Something new has happened to us. We have received his Spirit. We are his brothers. We are his children. He's our Father. Don't you think that Paul, right along with James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, said, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus could only have one physical mother. What an honor. But you know what Hebrews 2:10 tells us? He brought many sons unto glory. Hallelujah. He brought many sons unto glory. Well, I'm not his mother, but I am his son. I am a son of God. Amen. I'm not of the house of David, but I'm saved tonight, and I am a son of God. Praise the Lord. I'm not the forerunner of Jesus Christ, but I am a son of God tonight. I'm not the forerunner, I'm a follower. And I am a son of God. The text says, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Do you believe all that the Lord has told you? Do you believe all that the Lord has told you? He told us he's coming back again. Do you believe that? Amen. There shall be a performance of it. He said, if I go away, I'll come again. He said in other places he was going to come again. Right? The angel said, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him taken away. He's coming again. And I believe it. And whether the world believes it or not, there shall be a performance of those things which were told us. Praise the Lord. Now, he's not coming back to be admired in his mother. As his mother. We don't read that in the scripture. He's not coming back to be admired in his brethren as his brethren. But the Bible says he is coming to be glorified in his saints. And Mary is a saint. And James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas are his saints. And John the Baptist is one of his saints. And I am one of his saints. And you are one of his saints tonight. He is coming to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe in that day. Hallelujah. He's coming to be admired in you. He wants to hold you up before the universe and say, social services could not rehabilitate you. Alcoholics Anonymous didn't get the job done quite right. Philosophy didn't transform you. He wants to hold you up to the universe and say, look what I did through the gospel. And he will be admired in your transformed life in that day when he comes. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's not coming to show off his natural family. He's coming to show off his spiritual family. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me draw a parallel for you in closing. Between Luke 1:26, 27, and 28 and Matthew 24. I went to bed last night and I said, oh God, oh God. You're giving me all these precious thoughts. These thoughts are precious to me. These thoughts that I have preached to you and expressed to you tonight are part of me. They're just part of me. They get down into my soul, into my spirit, because I got them from the Lord. I love it. And I went, just before I went to bed crying last night. I said, oh God, there's something missing in this message. And Lord, I'm going to trust you to give it to me, because my brain just won't come up with it. Lord, put it in my spirit. And I don't know when it happened, but somewhere in the night this came to me. Oh, praise God. It just blessed me. I hope it's a blessing to you. It just blessed me so much. Listen to this. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee. Can you imagine the stirring in heaven right now? There was a stirring in heaven then. Gabriel, it's time to go. Can you imagine right now, while the world is blind and many saints are sleeping, it doesn't stop the progress of God's plan. Right now in heaven, there must be some angels' feet shuffling around on the floors, getting all ready to go, getting all ready to hear the final word from Jesus, our man in heaven, who says, get ready to go. Get ready to go, my holy angels. I have a job for you to do. You know, the Lord sends his angels. He sends his angels. He sent his angel to take Lot out of Sodom, right? And he sent his angel to Jesus in the wilderness to strengthen him or to minister to him, the Bible says. And he sent his angel to the Garden of Gethsemane to strengthen him so he could make it to Calvary in his weakened body, sleepless body. Think about it. Just think about it. To a virgin, Mary, and the angel pulled the sheet back from her cheek. That's the way I picture it. Tapped her and said, Hail. Not Hail Mary, you know, like they say, but Hail thou that art highly favored. Mary, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Listen to the parallel. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they, the angels that he was used to sending, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. I'll just have to tell you the way I see it. I can't help it. I'm a little bit simple that way. Brett, the scene goes like this. You're in bed sleeping. The angel comes and pulls the sheet back from your cheek and taps you, Brett. You may not hear well, but you feel well. The angel taps you on the cheek and says, Brett, get ready. Get ready to go. The angel goes over to Diane's house, taps her on the cheek, and says, Diane, get ready. The time has come. The fullness of time has come. Jesus is coming. Diane, he's coming. He's coming. Joni, Stephanie, Angel, Melissa, Linda. Oh, and on throughout the whole church. Get ready. Get ready. Jesus is going to send his angels to gather his elect from the four winds of heaven, from one end of heaven to the other. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And another angel simultaneously is at Russ Adder's bedside. Taps him on the cheek. Or maybe he's at work, or maybe he's driving his car. But anyway, the angel makes his appearance and says, Russ, I'm sent from God. And then the angel says this to all of you. Hail. Pull the sheet back. Talk to you in your car. Talk to you wherever you're at. Hail, thou that art highly favored. Highly favored. Oh, you talk about highly favored. Do you have salvation tonight? You are highly favored. The Lord is. My wife and I went from helping celebrate our son-in-law's 41st birthday. And I said, honey, would you mind going to the cemetery with me? Drove over to the cemetery and we looked at so many graves and I stopped, got out and walked through the snow, went over to my brother's grave.
I stood there in holy silence. And I said, Doug, your gravestone says the Lord knows them that trust him. Doug, get ready. An angel is about to visit you. An angel is about to come and gather you. Praise the Lord. The grave doesn't make any difference. Amen. Doug, Loretta, Ingvold, Brian, it's time to go. He's going to gather his elect from all over the world. Praise the Lord. That's the believer's blessing. Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. He said he's going to save us. He said he's going to raise us from the dead. There shall be a performance. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anytime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
To be an eagle and to fly. What's it like to leave the nest and soar the sky? Well, I don't know just how it feels, but someday I know I will.
Someday,
there's
soon.
Nothing telling
hallelujah.
Me I was born to fly. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. Oh, so get ready to leave. You were born to fly.
For so long this nest of life has feathered me. To be set free,
but no house of clay can hold me. When he comes in clouds of glory, when I hear him call my name, I'm gonna fly away. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. Also get ready to leave. Born to fly, and I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. Gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. Also get ready to leave. You were born to fly.
For so long this nest of life has feathered me, and my soul has longed so much to be set free.
But no house of clay can hold me. When he comes in clouds of glory, when I hear him call my name, I'm gonna fly away. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Oh, very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. Oh, so get ready to leave. You were born to fly. Can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. Gonna leave this world behind for better things. Oh, very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. Oh, so get ready to leave. You were born to fly. Oh, so get ready to leave. You were born to fly. Oh, so get ready to leave. You were born to fly.